Welcome, listeners. This is Archaic Wrestling. We're a wrestling history podcast where we study and speculate different aspects of wrestling history. And my name is Evan, and I'm joined by Sasha.
Hello. You may know me as a small Twitter account that is maybe you have agreed with or that has been very annoying to you in the past or that you have never heard of.
I'm also a Twitter account of the same ilk, but probably more annoying because I don't talk about wrestling enough and I talk about other things that are no one cares about. So we just want to really quickly maybe talk a little bit about some of our plans that we'd like to do with this podcast. You know, we aren't expecting this to be anything big or special, but we just want to do this for fun because we like wrestling and we want to talk about some stuff that, you know, a lot of other wrestling podcasts might not focus on as much and play by our own rules a little bit. So what is this podcast otherwise? You know, we have some thoughts about what we want to do. We would like to be able to go through different stages of wrestling history and talk a little bit about that. And we want to talk about current events. We want to do book and film reviews. We'll talk about the Olympics. We'll talk about wrestling in different cultures. And we'll kind of go from there. We'll see how things go. And we have a little bit of a
random Pac-12 update every once in a while when Evan and I go to Stanford meets. Every once in a while, you might get one of those.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be whatever we feel like it, but we'll always have some sort of organized segment that we'll enjoy bringing to you. Before we get into some stuff, what's been on your plate recently? You were just talking a little bit before we started recording that you've been doing some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and you just came back from practice. You sore? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you're a wrestler and you go to BJJ gym, you know, first thing you're going to notice, mats really, really hard. The mats are going to, you go to a jiu-jitsu practice, you're a wrestler, mats are going to be hard as fuck. It's going to feel like you're hitting stone every time. And I'm still not quite used to it. So there's that. They also, something I've noticed, they do not like it as hot as we do. I have to wear, you know, full sweatsuit maybe the entire time. Because especially here in chilly San Francisco, it's a nice cool 45 degrees tonight. So very cold, very stiff. Yeah, and, you know, I stubbed the shit out of my toe as well. So, yeah, I'm missing wrestling.
I can agree with you on the mats for sure. I definitely miss a good Resolite most of the time, you know. No one's really dropping a money for a Resolite at a BJJ gym. But I wish they did. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about the beginnings of wrestling history. And that's going to be really hard to do because the reality is we don't know anything about the beginning of wrestling. We're going to be doing a lot of speculation.
We know a bit, Evan. I think we know that it is the oldest sport, okay? I think wrestlers know it is the oldest sport for sure.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to talk about it. But one thing to say, and this will be something to think about any episode that we're doing, but especially this first one. Wrestling is just, it's really murky. Excuse me, not wrestling. Well, wrestling, yes, but history itself is really murky, right? We obviously try to rely on evidence when we're studying history as best we can. It gets tougher and tougher when that evidence becomes a little bit more and more obscure. It's hard to evaluate the evidence that we do have sometimes because it's not always fully contextualized, right? It's been taken out of where it was found and moved across the planet to a museum, or it was gathered inappropriately by an archaeologist, right, from the 1800s. And there's a lot of bullshit mixed in with history. And the history of wrestling is not going to be any different. So I think some of the stuff that we can really say about wrestling in general is it's pretty ubiquitous across cultures, right? Enough for us to make some pretty decent inferences.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we can And that's probably, you know, where that sort of conventional wisdom comes from. You know, wrestling is like, I mean, wrestling is like music. Wrestling is like, it's like art. It is, I mean, there, I don't think there's any culture that we found that there is not some sort of, you know, physical sort of grappling, fighting component present. So many cultures around the world have, you know, more formalized ones. And I think it's something you see all over the place. There are so many folk styles of wrestling in many countries that do freestyle, have, you know, a very strong folk style of their own. And we'll go over those, I think, probably. We'll go over probably a lot of those as we go through this podcast and, you know, subsequent episodes.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a good place to start is, I was thinking it might be a good place to look at primate behavior, actually, especially like chimpanzees, or even just other mammals in general. The idea of play, right, or social play, that especially mammals, but especially primates exhibit. When you watch, you know, young chimpanzees play with each other, there's a lot of chasing each other. There's a lot of wrestling and rolling around with each other. And we look at that, and if I were to say, oh, what is that? What are those chimpanzees doing, right? They're wrestling. That's what we would say, right? That's what it looks like. So I think that it's not an unfair assumption for us to think of our own species in that way, in that we've probably been doing something that looks like wrestling since forever, for the 200,000 years that humans have been around, or Homo sapiens have. I'm assuming that the process of wrestling as a social activity has been there the whole time. Now, that doesn't mean that other activities haven't also been there, like throwing a rock or running, things like that, where we can look at those and we can relate those things to sports as well. So in order to say that wrestling is the oldest sport, we need to think about, what do we mean by sport, first of all? Is it more than just an activity that, you know, some dudes in a cave might do? Or how we want to classify it, right? I think it makes more sense when we think about wrestling to say, when we start to recognize it, and when humans start to recognize wrestling in a meta sense, right? They're starting to see, oh, this is a way I can take someone down. They start incorporating technique, or it becomes competitive, right? So that's kind of how I am interpreting that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, probably also as long as language has existed, you know, I've imagined kids are saying, you know, hey, I'll race you to this thing. I'll run faster than you.
Yeah.
And in order for us to think, yeah, is it the oldest sport? Is running the oldest sport? Or, you know, do people just run around? Do people just grapple? I would say, yeah, there has to be some component of maybe not scoring, but, you know, a goal in mind, an understanding of that goal. And I think maybe the biggest thing would be, for me, I guess, would be, you know, either that it's something that is formalized in a sense of people competing, other people watching them compete, you know, or that addition of technique. I mean, you're not going to see, you know, if we find things about technique, I think you're going to know this is something people have thought a lot about. I think we can call that a sport.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'll be a good place to start as we go through this. And I'm really excited about some later episodes where I've found some cool stuff that I think will be fun to discuss. That's like in writing or in mythology. But for this episode, a big focus we're going to have is going to be more on art rather than written language. This is some of the really earliest forms of, you know, sort of communication, right? We're going to have petroglyphs, things like that. And from the research that I've done, the oldest depiction of wrestling that we have is actually in a cave in France. This is the Lascaux Cave, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But the Lascaux Cave in France, and these cave paintings in this cave were discovered by like an 18-year-old kid and his dog named Robot. It's kind of a fun story if you want to look up. If you want to look this up, this discovery, and there's like a rediscovery that goes on with it. but there was a series of caves and with tons of petroglyphs in there, dated anywhere between 15 to 20,000 years ago, you know, 17,000 years ago, you know, if you want to average it out a little bit, but a long time ago, long before we see evidence of other sorts of organized sports, right? But we do see things like depictions of hunting in these caves and these petroglyphs there. We see, you know, depictions of family life. We see depictions of animals, domestication even. And on there, we also see pictures of what appears to be people grappling and wrestling with each other in some positions that we might recognize. Unfortunately, getting photos of a lot of this stuff within the Lascaux Cave is a little tricky. So I had trouble finding really clear images of some of the wrestling depictions in the petroglyphs.
Mm.
So that's a little tricky.
Yeah, I'm seeing mostly, when I'm going through it, I'm seeing a lot of hunting. Do you have a link to... yeah, one of these wrestling depictions?
Nah, I couldn't find anything that was clearly wrestling. And, you know, big part of that is that's not what people are kind of looking for when they're in there. They're kind of taking it all in as like...
oh, when people check out the cave paintings, they don't think... is there a depiction here of the least popular sport?
Yeah, they're not coming in going like, oh, here's the wrestling. Let's make sure we share this with all the wrestlers, right? This is just kind of like what's been reported, what's been written. Like there's a lot of pictures in there that are just not, you know, displayed online. A lot of people think you can find everything online now, and that's not true. But so this is the earliest we could find. So listeners, if you're not familiar with this, look it up, take a look at some of this stuff. It's pretty interesting as best you can, but this is possibly the earliest depictions of wrestling that we have. And that's it. That's kind of amazing. You know, that it shows, I think it does a lot to show that there is something innate about this type of behavior with humans. But as history goes on, we have some other depictions of wrestling and art. There's about 3000 BC, you have a Sumerian stone slab that depicts some wrestling. I can't remember if I was able to share that one with you. If I did, I did. Okay, good.
Yeah, yes. The Sumerian stone slabs.
Yeah. So you got some wrestling being depicted on these. So yeah, 3000 BCE, 5000 years ago or so. And I think these are interesting, but the what's really interesting to me when it comes to this sort of evidence is definitely the Beni Hassan walls. And
what are those?
So this is a tomb. Beni Hassan was an Egyptian noble. And within his tomb, they had hundreds of drawings depicting different wrestling holds and techniques. So
these are in the Sumerian. Oh, not the Sumerian stone slabs, but in.
Oh, no. This one, this was a different one. This was about 1,000 years later. And so they have all these techniques on, all these techniques portrayed in there. And it's a lighter skinned person, a darker skinned person. They believe that it's depicting an Egyptian wrestler and a Nubian wrestler together. But they counted.
Okay. Yeah. So this is 2000 BC.
2000 BC. Yeah. And so this was really,
you know, are these the first formalized wrestling techniques that we've, the furthest back that we can notice?
As far as I can tell, yes, this tomb paintings suggest a substantial development of the sport by that time. There were 406 wrestling pairs depicted, and each of these pairs, these two competitors against each other, a different technique is being depicted in each of them. So it appears to be a demonstration of technique on the wall, like a sort of showcase. And a lot of the techniques on the wall are things that we would recognize today. You know, we just, you know, we see basic tie-ups, we see single legs, we see like trips and sweeps. And it's really cool to see this stuff because I think a lot of the time we don't always appreciate that people in the very far past were not very different from us, right? Like,
yes,
we get to stand on the shoulders of giants, right? We have a lot of information that's been stacked up for us before we're ever born, and we get to start really far ahead in terms of knowledge and understanding.
Yeah, thinking of people, you know, way far before us as sort of like idiots, or you know, just thinking of them in this idea that they're like uneducated, or yeah, that they didn't have very interesting inner lives, you know, is really incorrect and sort of a kind of a, you know, a modern perception of the inner lives of, you know, ancient people. One thing that I think has been really interesting, one text I read on this called The Dawn of Everything by David Graeber. This, you know, not about wrestling, but just about a lot about the inner lives of, and the sort of the political lives of, you know, societies all through history, all from the start, from prehistory even, things that we only have archaeological evidence for. And it presents a lot of evidence that, you know, from the very first humans, that we were creating, you know, political ideologies and forming around them and talking politics. Now, all that is to say, clearly, if they could do that, they could formalize a wrestling system.
Yeah, yeah. I think we are naive quite often when we look back in time to just kind of make a lot, as you said, a lot of these assumptions about people that we want to view as primitive just because they were, you know, they were around long before we were. But the reality is they've had shit figured out for a long, long time. You know, there's ways in which humanity has grown, but you know, as long as they could step in and have a regular conversation with, like, speak the same language, we can have the same conversations with them. Like, it would be hard to talk down to an adult from 5,000 years ago, I would say. You might know something that they don't, but you're not smarter than them, right? You're just more informed. And stuff like this is a good example of, like, they had this stuff figured out. They were doing the same stuff. Some guy wanted some wrestling stuff on the wall of his tomb so that he could look at it while he was dead. Yeah, because no one else was looking at it once it was buried. But yeah, this dude was a fan of wrestling, obviously. And I just think that's really cool to be able to see these depictions of our sport in such a very recognizable way.
I think if you look up Benny Hassan, BENIHASSAN, in wrestling, you'll be able to see these this cave painting for yourself. But, you know, just for example, some of the things we got here, you know, it's hard to tell. I think, Evan, that it looks like some of these are depicted, like, in motion, like, you know, a series of the hold being applied from the start and then a takedown at the end.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a little bit hard to tell.
Yeah, I mean, they're old and faded, but yeah, it definitely could be.
Like, I'm seeing for, you know, for example, collar ties are depicted in here. I see someone with a collar tie reaching for a knee pick is one. Certainly a lot of throws. There are a lot of pictures in here, you know, where someone is, you know, one of the guys here has, you know, their feet in the air. And when the other one is clearly throwing them.
Yeah.
There's that. There's depictions of, like, one of these is a depiction of, it almost looks like a ground and pound.
I think I see that. Like, I also see almost like a referee's position in some of this. Like, I think.
Yes, a lot of these.
Yeah, there's, it all looks very familiar. It even, like, if you look at this fresco, essentially, and it's faded and it's cracked and it's pitted and it's hard to see all of it. If you step back and just look at it, what I'm looking at, I'm going, this is very obviously wrestling is what I'm seeing here. It's so clear. And it's fascinating. And I wish I could see this in person.
Yeah, you know? This is clearly, I think we can say with certainty that wrestling was a sport at least, you know, in 2000 BC.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. When you start depicting things, then it's like, yeah, this seems to be something organized, something that they are competitive. If you're going to put it down for someone to see and learn from, you're trying to show them something, right? You're trying to show them how, or show them what it looks like, because you know what it's supposed to. So yeah, I think this is really cool. And there's other stuff in here. You know, there's tablets that were found in Nubia. That's really interesting. That was, you know, about 1400 BC. In fact, there's a professor at a school back east. I can't remember which one, but he wrote a whole paper on a lot of the history of Nubian wrestling back in the day. And I would love to get a hold of him one time to pick his brain about some of this stuff, because I think that it would be nice to get a hold of experts who could just point us in the right direction, even if they don't know what else to say. Sometimes you don't know what you're looking for, and they can help tell you, oh, search for this dig site. You might find interesting stuff online about that. And we wouldn't know that. So I think if we can connect with some people like this, we might be able to get a little bit more exposure to a lot of this really ancient stuff.
Yeah, I'm seeing in the, you know, in this link of Nubian rock reliefs, one move I'm seeing here is a sort of I think this move is actually, you know, I think I might have hit this one today. This is, you're in the sort of mat return position, right, where you're 90 degrees, you're perpendicular to your opponent, right, and you reach one arm around the claw ride, and you reach one arm under to the crotch, and you lift, and you hit that return where, you know, you flip them around, you flip them onto their pin, or in BJJ you'd consider it a side control. I think one of these Egyptian depictions is definitely that. I don't know if you can see it here. Check out the first image if you go up in the Nubian rock reliefs. But someone's hitting that mat return.
no doubt. So yeah, I think these are really cool. It's something that's worth checking out. But unfortunately, at this point in history, it is pretty sparse. As we get closer and closer to more recent times, we do find more and more evidence of wrestling. A lot of stuff in the Middle East, you find a lot of stuff in Iraq, for sure. In that whole area, as you might expect, you know, it was kind of the birthplace of a lot of civilization. And yeah, there's just a lot of really cool stuff. But yeah, this is all really interesting. But obviously none of this really conclusively shows that wrestling is the oldest sport, right? It shows that wrestling is as old as any sport can be, probably. There's no real answer to what the oldest sport is. Yes. And it depends on what you mean by sport, right? I think it's good that we maybe operate under the ideal that sport refers to athletic activity that's, you know, not like training for survival and has to be competitive. So,
yeah, I would imagine, you know, I think, you know, hunting, fairly formalized set of techniques, could certainly be done in a competition.
Yeah.
You could make an argument, but, you know, anything that is done for...
Yeah, how long have we been doing the javelin, right? Just throwing a spear. I'm sure that's been around forever, right? But ultimately, I think we can say that wrestling is at least one of the oldest sports. But it's not really, I don't know, maybe you feel differently, but I don't think it's necessarily a very meaningful question. I don't even know if it's very meaningful for us to be like, wrestling is the oldest sport, you know? Just because it's just so... It's so ethereal in terms of what this all is.
When you compare it to, say, you know, certainly football, not the oldest sport. I think we can say with, you know, probably 100% certainty, basketball, not the oldest. So when you look in terms of, you know, popularity, or, you know, say the propaganda that we as wrestlers, you know, maybe need to put out into this world, that and is probably, you know, where this term or this idea of wrestling being the oldest sport originated, you know, is that we need PR. That's a fact. We need PR. If there's something that we can say that maybe, you know, opens up the imagination for someone, because really, I think I'm looking at this when I think the only other option here for, you know, what else could be the oldest sport, things that are equally similar and innate to humans, like, you know, running, certainly. I don't think we can make any delineation between, you know, is running an older sport than wrestling? Is wrestling an older sport than some sort of organized running? It's impossible to know. But look, they don't need it. They don't need it. They don't need to claim that they're the oldest sport to be popular. They have it, you know. They're not going to get put out of the Olympics. So, you know, in my mind, if you want to go around repeating it to, you know, when you're inviting people over or something, you're watching NCAAs or a dual meet maybe, and you know, some of your other friends are there or family, you know, and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Just, I think it's fine. Go ahead. Tell them it's the oldest sport. It doesn't matter. They don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is unfortunate that it is so obviously such an old sport. And yet comparing our statistic keeping to, you know, something like baseball or basketball or football, it's woefully inadequate. And that's going to be a big challenge for us, is we will not be able to just go back in time and check a lot of results and statistics and video and know what was going on with a lot of stuff. A lot of it is just going to be a name in a book somewhere and a list of names in a book somewhere, right? And I'm excited to get into some of that stuff, especially when it comes to like early modern Olympics. We'll get to kind of look at some weird stuff, I think. We'll see some weird results in that. And ancient Olympic stuff is going to be really interesting. Next episode, I want to focus a little bit on some more recent antiquity. So we'll get into like the Greeks and Romans. And there's a really cool piece of archaeology that I'm excited to share. Disclaimer we should probably make is we're both American. This is where we grew up. A lot of our perception is going to be, you know, American centric. And a lot of the stuff that we're going to focus on will be as well, just in terms of our perceptions and stuff. But we do want to open it up. And we mentioned earlier, we want to explore, you know, different cultures and their styles of wrestling. Initially, we'll probably talk a little bit more about the stuff that evolves into our Olympic styles and talk about that. But there's a really long history with like sumo. It goes back so far and it really stands on its own and deserves its own episode. And there's going to be a lot of folk styles just like that. So we'll have our main, we'll have our main timeline of wrestling that kind of takes us through the popular styles that we, you know, the whole world competes against each other with. But there's definitely going to be room for some other really cool stuff. I'm excited for that as well. Do you have any closing thoughts on our very quick and brief, since there's almost no information on it, but what we did talk about and what we do know about the little we can from this time?
Yeah, I mean, something I was interested in sort of trying to find out in this episode was, you know, what is the oldest recorded wrestling technique?
And I mean,
I'm not sure if we can answer that question, but we do have some of, you know, maybe techniques. We have some of the oldest recorded techniques.
They seem to be
a lot of throws.
I have an opinion. It's probably just a body lock. Because, I don't know, you coach little kids in wrestling, and if you just put them on a mat and say, go, first thing they do is hug each other and try to pull each other on the ground. And True. It's like, that's just a body lock. I'm thinking that's probably the first wrestling move. They like try to grab each other's head and body.
Something I wonder that, you know, I don't think we can ever answer this question, but you know, it had to have happened sometime in, you know, some of these, you know, thousands of years, someone had to have hit some sort of funky leg pass and then never have remembered it ever again.
Yeah, I mean,
I just wonder if that ever happened. If someone ever got into a position, hit like, you know, if one of these Sumerians ever, something came over them, they just hit a straight abyss leg pass, came up, and afterwards was like, I don't know what that was. I don't know what happened. It never happened again. Never got recorded.
I mean, if we can go back in time and we knew exactly where to look, I bet we would find someone that's done at least anything once, right? There's probably not a whole lot new under the sun. There's just, you know, we have cyclical strategies, right? We kind of go in and out of phases of wrestling now. But the main technique is pretty solidified in terms of what is useful, what works, what makes sense to teach to everybody. And we just accept that there will be exceptions.
Yeah.
That's about it. So that'll conclude this segment, our history segment. But Sasha, I want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything you want to talk about on Sasha's soapbox today?
Last weekend, I did go to Iowa to visit a friend in law school, and we went to Iowa-Michigan duel. So that was a great time.
There we go. Yeah, tell us more about it. How were the seats?
They were the farthest. You know, I was really surprised. So ever since I was in high school, it was always like, this is another sort of fact, a known thing that's just like, Carver, best place to wrestle, best place to see wrestling, best place to wrestle. So ever since I was in high school and when I started wrestling, I thought I need to go there someday, see what it's all about. So I did. And I got to say, it was pretty sick. I think they might be right. I think that might be the correct take.
I haven't gone. I would also like to go eventually. Pretty good energy, though, it sounds like. I mean, it always looks like it is.
Yeah, for an 18,000 person stadium, you know, we were in maybe five rows from the last ones. You know, you could still see things pretty well. It was not bad. Nice. And Michigan sat a lot of people. Abe Asad was out, so you know, there was maybe two real good matches: Kobe Seabricht and Willuan, and of course Mason Paris, Cassiope. But I can tell you, every point an Iowan scored in each of those matches just had a standing ovation. So I got to say, they know what they're doing there. They're doing good stuff there.
Yeah, it always appears to be a really knowledgeable crowd too. Like they know when to cheer. Like even if there's not a point being scored, they understand when a advantageous position has been gained.
Yeah, they only messed up one time. they had one big mess up that was, you know, that was not, it was a, they had one with the danger rule takedown, right? And then the brick for the near fall. And, you know, ref came out, never signaled to, but he motioned his hands towards the Iowa corner and everyone went nuts. And I was like, there's two. He didn't say two. He didn't get it. And then it took him maybe about like 10 seconds to realize he didn't. And then they all started booing. So that was a pretty fun moment.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got to have that trip. That's a good one. I need to do that one. Yeah, that would be sick. We've got the Pac-12s now. We've got the Pac-12 championships coming up on March 5th. We're going to go check that out. We'll definitely hit up the finals, see some of the earlier rounds. We'll report back on how that goes eventually. Maybe the next episode, maybe not. We'll see how things go. We are not going to be on any special schedule unless people share and tell others about the podcast and get us some people listening, then we'll feel more accountability. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I will say that if you have anything you want to share with us or any corrections, and you want to let us know about any omissions, or you just want to comment or yell at us, tell us that we're dumb, you can email us at archaicwrestling@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at archaicwrestling. Excuse me, at Archaic Wrestle, because I couldn't, they didn't allow me to have that many characters on Twitter for some reason. I don't like it. You can do 4 billion character tweets now, but I can't have Archaic Wrestling. It has to be Archaic Wrestle. Unacceptable. Elon, fix it. No, that won't work. I don't like hate people enough for Elon to want to listen to what I say. I do actually, but not the right people.
not the ones that he'll. He'll bend over. He's not going to get under one of our tweets and go, looking into this right now.
Concerning.
Maybe if we were Archaic Wrestle Turd 2, maybe then we'd get a couple. He'd take a look. He'd invite us in and we could, maybe he could give us a special algorithm.
Definitely a missed opportunity. Our shit
to everybody else.
Yeah, definitely missed opportunity. All right. So yeah, next episode, we'll check in on some later antiquity and maybe depending on when we record, it might be before or after Pac-12s. That could be fun. But otherwise, thank you everyone for joining us and we'll come up with a creative sign off one day. Peace.
It's only going to get better from here.
It has to.
In all respects, it's only going to get better from here.
We're going to embrace the grind.